Well, I guess I probably took most of my courses from Feller, but...
Was it at Cornell?
Yes, that was at Cornell.
Okay.
Yes, well, he's a curious sort of fellow, quite engaging, and see, I remember once taking a probability course from him, and I think he had started on a discussion of the three series theorem. And it was very amusing because he came in, he stated the three series theorem, and then turned around and said, well, practically, isn't it obvious? And I think a few of us had enough presence of mind to say, well, no, it isn't quite obvious. And after that, we prevailed on him to give a lecture, a discussion. It took two or three periods before he had gotten through with the exposition. But I think he was very much like that. He was sort of an ephemeral character in a way, and very engaging, very interesting personality, but he was marvelously inclined to hand waving very enthusiastically as a lecturer quite often.
Mm-hmm.
There was a course that was sort of a combination of introductory probabilistic methods and
at that time, this famous book wasn't written yet, probably.
That's right. That hadn't been written. The first volume hadn't been written yet.
Mm-hmm.
So. Cornell, he had a certain number, but I think he may have had a greater number at Princeton later on. But one of his students is, we're still friends, a quite pleasant fellow called Mario Giancosa, who works for this company called the RAND Corporation,
mm-hmm.
up in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And
have you among your fellow students somebody who is quite well known now in probability or other fields of mathematics?
Oh, you mean, he's sort of a fellow student in a sense. Well, he got out a little earlier, but he's probably reasonable. Well known as a number theorist, a fellow called Vadek,
mm-hmm.
who I guess now must be something like director of the American Mathematical Society or the equivalent position. And he may have written a thesis partly in probabilistic number theory. I think actually Katz mm-hmm. was one of his advisors. Feller, I think, loved to make great impressions or startling impressions or shocking impressions. When was it? After we had gotten married? Yes,
just
I guess so. We had just gotten married, and his way of greeting me and Addie was to, well, of course, on being introduced, he said, "Ah, there's the girl who ruined a good mathematician or a potentially good mathematician." That's a what I'd call a standard Feller entry.
Mm-hmm. So please,
That was the first year we were married, and we had a party at Feller's house. And one of the things that I really thought was really nice about Feller was that he had many parties at his home, and he'd always invite the graduate students with the fellows and their wives. And it was always a very nice party with Clara Feller. And he was I didn't know anyone except the students, and I saw this really very shy man sitting off in a corner, and I began to talk with him. And he told me his name was Kakutani, and I said, that's nice. And have you ever been here before? Yes, and so on. And he was getting ready to leave the party, and no one was really speaking to this man. No one ever came over. So I said, why don't you come back to our little apartment? It isn't much, but have some tea or coffee. And so suddenly, when I left to go to the to our house, we suddenly had about 10 or 15 other people coming to this house. It was Kai Lai Chung and all kinds of professors suddenly coming to our house for tea. And I didn't know what happened because I didn't know who this poor little shy man was. It was Kakutani.
So Kai Lai Chung was also that time.
Oh, yes. You see, the year I was there as postdoctoral fellow, Hunt and Chung, Feller and Doob, and I think Donsker must have been visiting. So there were quite a number of.
Okay, I am interested in history of probability at Cornell. Can you say anything about Who started? Katz, probably.
I think Katz was the first one who came, and then Feller.
And then Feller. And what time approximately Feller came?
That I don't know. The rumor that I had heard was that, probably Neugebauer and Feller had come out of Europe more or less at the same time.
During the war, I think.
Well, during or maybe even just before the war, perhaps about 39.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they must have held positions at Brown,
mm-hmm.
and that's when mathematical reviews started. I think it really started by both Feller and Neugebauer.
Mm-hmm.
Probably with Richardson's encouragement. And then I guess Feller must have come to Cornell after a certain number of years.
And what period of time have you spent at Cornell?
I came 46, well, got my degree in 49 and stayed over one extra year as a postdoctoral fellow. So I left in 1950.
I see. And at that time, Dupuls visited?
Well, he visited for a year, right. And I think at that time, two of his students had also come along with him. That's how we got to know Snell,
mm-hmm.
and also John Kinney.
Oh, I see.
So there are quite a collection of characters around at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunt was there that year?
Yes, I think Hunt had just come. He stayed at Cornell for an additional number of years.
Yes.
Bert Jude was there still? Bert Jude.
Yeah, but Jude was not in probability theory and functional analysis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I think this was the time, at least this was my impression.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dansker had presumably gotten some results, but I remember my impression was Dube and Feller used to get together with him and sort of argue out how it should be written up and what does it really amount to and so forth and so on. I remember this going on for some time. And I think, of course, that relates to this formalization or generalization, you know, that Dansker did essentially a weak convergence.
Yes, but yes, yes.
These
invariance principles.
The invariance principle, right. And, you know, this was, I guess, Katz and Erdős had just done, well, obtained, you know, the results in very particular cases.
Yes, yes,
just
I remember.
Few years
yes,
before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Was Erdős also visiting Cornell?
Oh, yes. You see, Erdős had a job at Syracuse.
Oh.
So he used to visit, you know, Syracuse is quite close. And Syracuse had a very strong group in mathematics at that time. I think Lerbner was there and a whole variety of other people. So I think Erdős was located there. He used to come back and forth occasionally.
Mm-hmm. And in other fields of mathematics, do you remember any well-known names?
The fields of mathematics.
I was told that in logic they had some strong people, but I don't, I'm not sure exactly at that time. Rosser.
Oh, yes, right. I took a course from Rosser, but it wasn't. Yeah, I took two courses from Rosser. One was, I did take a course in logic from Rosser, that's right. And then I took a course in analytic number theory from Rosser, too, so that's right.
Was he a good teacher?
Oh, yes, and he said very formal.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, what was the rumor? The rumor was that Rosser might have been I guess it was supposed to have been a Civil War general on the Confederate side called
mm-hmm.
Rosser, and I guess that
mm-hmm.
someone claimed that Rosser might have been something like a grandson of...
I see. Was he... had he any administrative responsibilities? I'm not sure, but my impression was that...
Probably not at that time.
Well, not at that time.
I think later on, what he was something like chairman
mm-hmm.
for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But he's now at Wisconsin, isn't he?
Perhaps. And what kind of teacher was Feller? Was he a good teacher or a bad, poor teacher?
No, I think it was very... Well, what I remember was a hilarious incident. There was another student who was a student, I think, actually, of Katz's. I've forgotten about where he was. This fellow called Eliash, I think, actually, the family may have come from Yugoslavia initially. And since fellow's lectures were not complete ones, that is, one would take notes and I and the fellow would sort of might rewrite them for ourselves just with greater completion. Mm-hmm. This other person always used to come around and say, well, I'd like to have notes, and it was rather amusing. He, I think once or twice or more than that, he would then pipe up in class giving essentially our elaboration. And I think Feller got very impressed with this fellow. He was delivering such cogent remarks. But of course it was rather peculiar.
Of course, this book is excellent, first volume.
Oh yes, that's a very nice book.
It's an outstanding book.
I think someone who did probably a lot of work on it was a fellow who was a graduate student, well, working with Feller, but we came into it, someone called Samuel Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he did very much research after. He's a very good teacher. He's at a place called
Oberlin
College. I think he's head of the mathematics group there in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he must have done a great deal of reading that book and doing the examples. He worked on, because Feller was interested in some of these problems which come out of mathematical genetics, some of these diffusion-like approximations
of
Sewell-Wright. And Feller was a clearer expositor, I think, in writing than he was as a lecturer. He was very enthusiastic as a lecturer and very engaging. But, of course, Katz is a very, very good lecturer, too. Also very enthusiastic.